Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There's an agency out there, an organization, they call themselves the Media Research Center. They are the American premier media watchdog, founded in 1987. They take a very close, jaundiced view of one of the key left components, which is the national news media. And joining me from the Media Research Center, it's been a while since he's been here, is Dan Gaynor. Good evening, sir.
It's a lot going on in the world. Certainly never a dull moment for people who look at media.
Let me ask you a question about that, because especially for you, I refer to what's been going on with the media and COVID-19 as the COVID-19 fear agenda.
I won't dispute that.
Now, and listen, I haven't tested for it yet. But I'm almost 100% certain I had COVID-19 and I caught it back in January when it wasn't trendy. You know, before it was trendy to be COVID-19. And so I have a very understanding, comprehensive view of what this is and is not. And I wanted to know how you guys at MRC look at the way the media portrays us, like with Fauci today. They put Fauci on TV, and I'm sure he got a lot of airtime saying, you know, it's bad to open up the country. We're all going to die again.
Well, I mean, this is the weirdest story I've lived through in my, you know, not just my career, but my life. I mean, you know, war or whatever, we've never done to the United States, crippled its economy the way we have. And if you saw the stock markets down some, you know, today because there's concerns about round two, you see a lot of reporting, we got to do this until the virus, until we get a vaccine. Well, there's no guarantee we're going to have a vaccine. That's a fantasy.
Right.
I completely understand people wanting to be safe. I want to be safe. My own father has this right now. And because he's older, I'm very concerned about it. But what we've learned, what we learned about the virus is we don't know a lot about the virus yet. We know that people who are in places where they're condensed, where nursing homes, where my father is, where in New York, in Maryland, all across the country, nursing homes are one of the biggest problem areas. Prisons, cruise ships. Places where people were in close quarters, it spreads. And that, you know, so that's one of the things we know. But the New York Times did a story that didn't get a lot of attention. But I'll give them credit for doing it. I don't often give the New York Times credit, so that's the novelty. But did a story, basically said almost everything that you think might be the cause, you can find examples around the world where it doesn't seem to be happening. New York, where there's, it's getting hit really bad, you would think that would happen in other parts of the U.S. that also have similar density. Don't have it. Is New York subway tied to that? Well, other places have subways. Now, admittedly, other places have also cleaned them. We discovered New York had not cleaned its subway for more than 100 years, and no, that's not hyperbole. It took an order from the governor a couple months into this to finally clean the New York subway. And even then, they were not evicting the homeless people from the subway while they were doing it. So I'm not sure how helpful that was. So, I mean, whether it's that, whether it is what they call comorbidity, you know, where you basically got other stuff wrong with you, whether it's certain ethnicities, everything seems to be maybe a factor, but there might be other factors. And so this idea that we all know what's going to happen and that this is just going to be clear cut, there's that, but then there's the other story that the press don't want to tell. And this is a really important one. If we don't open up, people die.
Yeah.
So listen to that one for a second. Because the story you'll hear it tonight on the evening news. If we open up too early, the people will die. But the story you won't hear tonight on the evening news, if we don't open up soon, people are going to die. There are a couple ways in which that we know, I mean, flat out, the very same kind of people who are warning us about the one are warning us about the other. So a study came out predicting 75,000 dead Americans because of depression and problems if we keep them locked in their homes. That story will not get a lot of attention. But we know that's the argument, that if people commit suicide, people will at any other time in the world, the left would be arguing against solitary confinement.
Right.
I mean, left doesn't want mass murderers to get solitary confinement, but wants to lock up ordinary Americans in solitary confinement. I live alone. So, now, admittedly, I live in a house, and I'm also somewhat of an aberrant person, so I'm okay with this. But I know Right. some people who are not handling it well. So there's that point. Then there's the U.N. All right. Remember, UN. We're supposed, according to the left and the media, we're supposed to listen to world organizations. The UN says the global pandemic is going to create famines of biblical proportion. Now, remember, this is the UN and the left. They only ever use biblical things to designate things that are bad. So when the UN itself is saying, oh, you might have famines of biblical proportion, it's basically saying, really bad famine. So why is that going to happen? Because, of course, the global supply chain is stopped. No demand for oil. Third world countries are nobody's buying stuff. So people are out of work all down the line. So that's the story that you're not going to hear. We're standing right at the intersection of damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah.
But what we do know. Because as a society, we went through something like this once before. We went through, a far worse pandemic back in 1918-19. Now here is the thing that press really don't want to talk about. That pandemic, which was devastating around the world, ended up killing, 50 to 100 million people, also gave rise to some of the worst governments and circumstances that mankind has ever seen.
Right.
The reason why Nazis came to power in Germany, or, the things went crazy in Japan or in Italy, was because the pandemic set them on a path where they wanted a strong leader to lead them out of it. Well, so you'll see the left complain about this and warn about global fascism and all. And then, wait a second. Do you also not remember, how this happened once before? When you mess up an economy in a country so badly that people will basically follow anybody to dig themselves out from under, you get bad people.
Dan, do me a favor and hang on right there. We'll continue this in the next segment. Media Research Center, how do they find it? MRC.org, is that it?
Yep. But you also go to newsbusters.org. That's our most popular website.
Oh, yeah, Newsbusters is the joint. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center, and I asked him earlier about COVID-19 and all the other stuff. Let me ask you this, Dan. How much of the COVID-19 phenomena, as you see it, do you believe is actual? Because when I look at certain things, it sort of seems to me like, you know, if you look at New York City, where if they drop a piano on you, you died of COVID-19, it sort of seems like we're trying to do a little sandbagging here. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's a legitimate problem. I really do. And I particularly in New York. And so then, here's where it screws up the media narrative, though. The media basically say, we're not going to talk about China. We're not going to blame China, even though China lied to the whole world and the World Health Organization helped them and hid the fact it was a pandemic and, you know, all the basic problems of this. So we're going to blame Donald Trump for it. But then they totally 180-degree flip. When you get to New York, New York is far and away the worst state in the United States for the virus. I mean, not even close. And they treat Cuomo like he's a star player, like he is doing a great job. Now, you cannot have it both ways. If the executive in charge gets all the plus and all the minus, then you have to go after Trump, have to go after Cuomo. If you're going to analyze what's going on, well, Trump, things are still better than the media had predicted. Washington Post predicted hundreds of thousands of dead on its front page. For the American Hospital Association, we're close to there. Meanwhile, New York is, you know, still in hard trouble. So that's really one of the big problems. Yes, I think both people on left and right question the numbers. One of the problems is, you know, there seems to be a counting of, you know, a lot of things fall into the COVID-19 category now. Deaths from other similar diseases now are not being categorized that way. So I don't know. There's a lot of people who are being put in the COVID-19 category that have not been tested.
Right.
So I don't think we're ever going to get an honest assessment of this. I think it's become too political. Both, you know, the left thinks the number is too low. The right thinks the number is too high. I think there are places where you could argue one or the other or both of them might be right. That's the worst part about all of this is not just that we have this problem, but we've lost the ability now to analyze problems fairly and neutrally because we have no neutral arbiters. No one trusts government. Neither side trusts government. I can't really blame them. And who's going to trust the media? The media are the most biased they've ever been in the history of the country.
What do you think? Do you think, as I've been looking at, it seems like Fox is sort of drifting left. Have you noticed that?
Well, this is one of those where I have to kind of take the fit. I run a regular column for Fox when I have not recently injured my shoulder.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What I would say is COVID-19 is a weird story for reporters to cover.
Right.
Because even the experts change their minds. What we know today, we sometimes don't know tomorrow. And so it's a moving target. And, then who you go back to and do you still count them? I mean, look, if we're trusting the World Health Organization, which all the media outlets say, we've got to trust who? Got to trust them. Well, they were wildly wrong on this. They're the ones who waited until March 11th. Trust the media outlets? Kayleigh McEnany put the hammer to the media outlets the other day when he tried to catch her on something. And she's like, well, I'm sure all these media outlets want to, recant the things that they said about the virus, and she just rubbed her nose at it. So I think reporters like clarity, and this is the most muddy thing that they've ever covered. So I try to be understanding of that. And even then, most of the media press, all you got to do is watch 1 hour, half hour, 15 minutes of the daily pressers, and you see what an embarrassment journalism has become. Jonathan Karl, who was at one point in time, I think, a legitimate journalist, somebody I even liked watching, is now head of the White House Correspondents Association, the group people sort of rule over who gets to appear in the press room. And he's turned into what we know online as a Karen. Somebody like, you know, a public scold to somebody. He went after John Roberts for not wearing a mask the whole time that he's at the presser. Because what happened is the media went after Trump for not wearing a mask, and suddenly they realized, oh, gosh, we don't wear masks. And so now they have to all wear masks. So now, I mean, he literally became a news story that he went after John Roberts. John Roberts was like, look, I was more than 6 feet away from people, and I put it on when the press conference began. We have become, a nanny state. And now you look at what just came out about L.A. L.A. apparently is going to lock down for 3 more months, and California universities are going to stay out of school through the fall. I mean, unfortunately, here's reality. Reality is twofold. One, this is all political. The people who want to open up want it, are concerned about the election. People who want to close down are concerned about the election. It's fair to say everybody is. It's a presidential election. Everybody's focused on the election. So that means we all got to look at the scans and everything. And then here's the other point. This is the battle between the two most important values of left and right. And it comes down to one word on each side. On the left, the most important value is safety. And it's a global problem. This is why we all got all the censorship on college campuses, high schools, online, etc. The left wants us to be safe. The right wants liberty, wants freedom, wants to be free. And so, let's face it, this country is founded on liberty, not founded on safety. Our ancestors, the founding fathers, came across 3,000 miles of oceans in rickety little boats to live in a country where many of them starved to death or got their diseases, died, or were killed by the natives. So they were.
I'm about to run out of time. I will be reaching out to you again because I'm watching this too, and I need a media specialist if that's okay with you.
I'm happy. You can find me anytime, man. It's great talking to you and great talking to everybody. And please be safe, man, no matter what.
Very good. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying in a video conference during a Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci warns against reopening the United States too soon amid the deadly coronavirus outbreak.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does reenter or reopen.
Pushing back on Fauci's testimony, Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul.
So I think we ought to have a little bit of humility in our belief that we know what's best for the economy. And as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision.
Senate Republicans are rejecting a $3 trillion coronavirus aid package House Democrats introduced on Tuesday and say they'll wait to decide whether more legislation is necessary. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court continuing to work remotely during the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court now considering whether President Trump has to turn over his tax records. The first case involving Democratic-led committees in Congress seeking financial records as they want to investigate whether President Trump was not telling the truth before he was president about his financial situation. Speaking during oral arguments this morning, President Trump's lawyer, Patrick Strawbridge, called the subpoenas unprecedented. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioning that President Trump refused to turn over his tax returns, unlike other presidents. The justices are hearing the arguments via teleconference as a way to keep themselves and others from getting the coronavirus.
Disney will release its recording of the Broadway hit musical Hamilton this summer, a year earlier than planned. Hamilton will be out exclusively on Disney Plus July 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, while I've been talking about all of this dumb stuff and bad stuff and disappointing stuff and all this other stuff, let's take a moment to enjoy some stuff. Let's take a moment to bask in the glow of the leftist pain as the winds keep coming and our enemies' defeats mount. Like Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, he was freed of the leftist frame-up. Then there's the salon owner in Texas that was freed from jail after refusing to kiss the Ted Lieu of an Obama pal by apologizing for the crime of wanting to feed her family. And then there's the awesome Rick Grenell, who freed the transcripts of the House's garbage Russia hoax investigation, revealing that CNN talking shipheads who assured you that Trump and Putin were making out in the Onion Dome of the Kremlin were telling a very different story under oath. And all of that was in just one glorious day. And there's a whole lot more to come. Yeah, we do have the tattered remnants of the bat biter flu pandemic to deal with. But no one not pre-programmed to hate Trump is buying that he and not the Shy Com's inexplicable desire to munch on pangolins is to blame. The free states are mostly coming out of this nonsense, having realized a bug that targets the elderly and subway riders and the George Conway carb-curious demographic is best handled by having those people chill at home while the rest of us go back to earning a living. We were told that our selfish desire not to go bankrupt was going to kill our, you know, kill grandmas across the fruited plain. But like so many expert opinions parroted by the Democrats' gimp media lately, that was malarkey and not Grandpa Badfinger's ironic kind. Remember how the happy spring breakers were going to kill us all? Remember how requiring Wisconsinites to show up to vote was pretty much genocide? How the Georgians not cowering in their plantations would swamp Atlanta's hospitals with wheezing victims of Republican greed? Remember that? No. Yeah, no. None of that was a thing. None of that was even remotely a thing. What was a thing was that the New York subways being a festering petri dish of pestilence. And what was another thing was the genius move of requiring that nursing homes take back in sick people. The leftist establishment doesn't care that Frito's brother was throwing lit matches into a pool of gasoline. Because, after all, this was all Trump's fault, right? Because everything is Trump's fault, like heat waves and plagues of frogs and leftist low T. So the red states will get into recovering. And this is going to happen with lightning speed, while the blue states will drag it out. Pennsylvania's and Michigan's governors are hoping that they can fascist their way to turning these states blue in November, but everyone sees that it isn't Trump who is shafting the populace. It's the Democrats screwing over their own citizens on orders from Nancy Pelosi. Democrat Haagen-Dazs. We do need to avoid screwing this up. If Donald Trump can resist the usual Republican legislators' tendency to be stupid, and if he can get them to deny these creeps the federal funds to subsidize endless lockdowns, said lockdowns will end. When the governors have to explain to government employee unions that all the lockdowns have stopped the flow of tax revenues, and, well, there's no money for inflated union paychecks. Pelosi may be scary, but the unions are really scary. And Trump's not going to fund his enemies as much as the GOP dopes will want him to because of reasons, and we're all in this together, and bipartisanship, and thank you, sir, may I have another. And he should not give in and let the corporate donors import a bunch of cheap labor from the third world when we have 15% unemployment. To keep on winning, all he has to do is keep the rhinos from indulging their natural inclination towards losing. And then there's the election. The polls are all over the place with lots of them claiming that Trump is doomed in the key states. Doomed. We've seen this before. Others have him gaining approval. The pollsters have to hate putting those out, but the election is 6 months away, and though the economy is a mess, it took 2 months to get made into a mess. We have three times as long to pull out of the mess and get back to the real new normal, which is Trump prosperity, you know? Plus, we have a secret weapon, a senile and weird one who lives in a basement in Delaware. Gropey Joe's popularity depends entirely on his invisibility. The second people start paying attention, they're going to notice that compared to him, Mr. Magoo is an incisive and sharp-witted achiever at the top of his game. And Magoo's kid isn't doing billion-dollar deals with the Chinese Reds between snorting rails and impregnating pole dancers. Plus, when Magoo dated Tara Reid, he was a perfect gentleman instead of a creepy perv. Joe Biden is a mess. I mean, a freakish, deteriorating mess of garbled thoughts and bizarre verbal tangents, and he can only lurk in the dark making hostage videos for so long. And the Democrats will absolutely cancel their convention to keep him off stage, and that's a done deal. They'll say it's about safety, and they will not let him debate Trump, which is one of the smarter things they could do, because that would be a slaughter, a hilarious, cringy slaughter. Their excuse will be that to do so would normalize Trump, but however they do it, there's not going to be a Trump-Gropey Joe cage match. And don't worry, they're not going to replace Biden with someone who is at least coherent and can tell you what year it is. It's not that Biden is so cunning that he can fend off such an initiative. Right now, his focus is on his war of wills with that uppity squirrel that keeps staring at him through the basement window. Nah. It's the puppet masters, you know, behind the intern diddling Charlie McCarthy of American politics won't forego their investment. They tried to leverage him out with Tara Reid, but after some perfunctory, apologizing and denying and all this other stuff, they got real. And they said, he probably did it, and no, we don't care. So hashtag me too became hashtag so what. And this election is going to be lit, and my money is on Trump. And there's another factor at play that not a lot of people have paid a lot of attention to, which is experience. Rick Grinnell's brilliant maneuver against the human lollipop Adam Schiff was a great example. When Trump came in, he had no Rolodex of experienced executive branch hands to protect him and to crush his enemies. And we saw how this inexperience hurt him early on as the left exploited it. Like Flynn trusting the FBI bureaucracy. Now, Trump is surrounded by ruthless and seasoned DC operators who know how to play the game, and they're loyal to him. Oh, no. So, no more. We only need to watch how Kayleigh McEnany imposed her iron discipline upon that pipsqueak reporter, and then cruised off the podium, leaving him sobbing like a pathetic loser that he is, to see that our side is now composed of loyal, focused pros who really like to fight. And this is why the winning is going to continue. And it's okay to win. We should get used to that, because that's where we are now. We're winners, finally. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. LA Times columnist Michael Hiltick. He thinks he's found the real reason that states are starting to reopen their economies after months of shutdowns because of COVID-19. This guy's an anti-gunner. I mean, there may be some that are as good, big an anti-gunner as he is, but none that are bigger. According to him, it's apathy, not necessity, that's causing states to reopen and keep essential businesses going during the shutdown. And we all should have seen it coming based on the fact that we haven't banned tens of millions of commonly owned firearms after the mass murders like the attack at Sandy Hook Elementary back in 2012. Apathy. He writes, it was widely observed following a certain event in a Connecticut elementary school on December 14, 2012, that if America would tolerate the slaughter by gunfire of 20 children aged 6 to 7, it would tolerate anything. Nothing proves the truth of that observation more than our response to the coronavirus pandemic. At this moment of maximum peril, we're tolerating the turning of workers in meatpacking plants and grocery stores, seniors in nursing homes, and heedless churchgoers into sacrificial offerings to the gods of freedom and choice. This is the kind of guy that probably got beat up a lot in school. I mean a lot. Even at this moment of maximum peril, cue the dramatic music. Even at this moment of maximum peril, people still need to eat, friend. Elderly Americans in nursing homes still need care. And if Hiltzik is so concerned, you know, about Americans going to church in the name of freedom, why isn't he calling for reporters to stay at home? Why are they essential? Because there's no need for television reporters to get into the field to report on local stories at such a dangerous time. So he's sure that the reason why some Americans are calling for a reopening of the economy and a lifting of stay-at-home orders is because we still don't see the coronavirus as a real threat. Like gun violence, he claims. COVID-19 is something that Americans believe happens to somebody else. Well, I think there's a bigger chance you'll catch COVID-19 than you will be involved in gun violence there. Hilty? He writes some more. Not even low-wage native-born Americans think they have much in common with immigrant workers in meat plants. As we reported, in the century since Upton Sinclair exposed the medieval conditions in Chicago meatpacking plants in the jungle, not much has changed for workers because of the government's focus always has been the safety of the product, not the safety of the workers. At 1.5 million, the population living in nursing homes comes to less than one-half of 1% of Americans, though that may be roughly equivalent to the number of families with relatives in homes. For some of them, at least, residential nursing care is one way to get on with their lives while the elders finish theirs. How nice. As for mass shootings, it's true that when they occur in truly random circumstances, like the big music festival in Las Vegas or outside an office or hair salon, the average American may stop for a moment and think, I could have been there. That could have been me. But the feeling soon passes, in part because these outbreaks have become so common, they've lost their ability to shock. When you're reading one of these Yahoos like this, you get this impression that as they write this and they're reading what they're writing, because they keep going back and proving it, I hope, that they start to see how dumb their argument is. But then, even though they see how dumb the argument is, they keep on going. You see, we just don't care about ourselves. Americans don't care about other Americans except when they do. Hiltzik says Americans put grandmas in nursing homes because they want to get on with their lives, and yet we've all seen stories of brokenhearted family members who can't even wave to grandma from the window of her nursing home because of stay-at-home orders. He first claims it's apathy that's stopping gun bans from being enacted, but now he's suddenly deciding it's for forgetfulness instead. So he writes, the idea that America should reopen its economy because of the economic damage of the lockdown is worse than the consequences of more infections comes largely from people who aren't suffering much from the lockdown and can't afford to insulate themselves from inspection. That's evident from the cavalier assertions that people will die one way or the other, so lockdown versus reopening is a false choice. How can he be so sure that most people that are wanting to push for this are not feeling the impact of the lockdown? From what I've seen, most of the people that I've talked to, they're very eager to get back into business and see it reopen. And they are the small business owners who've been shut down for the past 2 months. Restaurant owners, especially, they're chomping at the bit to reopen because if his business can't open its doors to customers soon, they're not going to be able to do it at all, ever, again, ever. But even they are concerned about what this could mean, because we keep getting inundated by this media and this Fauci guy saying that if we do this, if we do this, we're all going to die. We're all going to get sick. The second wave. Listen, the waves are over. COVID-19 is here. It's not a wave. It's seasonal. Restaurateurs, they don't want their regulars to get sick, and they don't want to inadvertently pass on the coronavirus to their in-laws because they may not be in the best of health, right? They may be elderly. And Hiltzik's caricature of those pushing governments to ease shutdown restrictions ignores the nuanced positions that most of them actually take. Governments should take steps to reopen the economy while we as citizens should take steps to try to keep ourselves and each other safe. And then he writes, well, who decides what's reasonable? Not frontline workers. They're just taking the risks. The decision, the choice is taken out of the hands by governors who have ordered their workplaces reopened, thereby depriving workers of unemployment benefits if they act on fears for their health and lives at staying home. Actually, what it is that in June, I think it is, this elevated unemployment is gone. And if it waits till June for people to get back to work, a lot of the companies that they're thinking are going to be there to when they go back and go back to their regular rate of pay, they're going to be gone. So in his world, there's no downside to staying locked down indefinitely. He never mentions the fact that the government has pumped $3 trillion in the economy since mid-March, and we just saw the highest unemployment figure since the Great Depression. He doesn't talk about the increasing calls to mental health crisis lines or the concerns from mental health professionals that we're likely to see more substance abuse and suicide attempts because of the economic pain and the job losses for tens of millions of Americans. His world is black and white, with no shades of gray, and anyone who wants to see business reopen or modern sporting rifles protected by the Second Amendment are villains or dupes. And, I can't help but think that he must think the world is that simple. It must be comforting. But he's lying to himself and his readers. What he's actually asking for is actually just as unreasonable as the folks who are begging the governments to flip the switch and return us to immediate normalcy. Sort of like Odysseus. We're caught between our own Scylla and, we've got this highly contagious virus that could kill millions of Americans if it overwhelms our health care system, and a lockdown of our nation's economy that could kill millions of Americans if it destroys jobs and food supplies and even forces doctors and nurses into unemployment along with their friends and neighbors. If Hiltzik were Odysseus, what would he do? Would he complain about Odysseus' ultimate choice? Probably. Odysseus tried in vain to steer his ship safely between the two deadly monsters that he was forced to engage. But when forced to choose, he sacrificed a few of his men to the sea monster instead of having his ship dragged down into the wine dark sea by the whirlpool. Hiltzik, go outside and meet the world. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.